We inform.
Our work isn't easy. It was never intended to be easy. Our job as Christians is to be faithful, even if we aren't successful.
We equip.
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope.
And we activate.
All God asks of you is faithfulness. That's it. Your availability is what he's concerned about.
Transforming American culture and giving aid to the church here and abroad. This is AFA at the Core on American Family Radio with your host, Walker Wildman.
Welcome to AFA at the Core here on American Family Radio Network. I'm your host, Walker Wildman, and we come here each week, each Saturday at 3 p.m. Central, and we discuss the issues of the day, the news of the week, as it relates to the core values of American Family Association. And for those of you who don't know, American Family Association is the parent ministry of American Family Radio. So you have American Family Association, and then underneath that, you have American Family Radio and several other divisions and departments. And for those of you also who are new maybe to American Family Radio and the American Family Association, the mission of AFA is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. That's our mission statement. Our vision statement, what guides us, is the vision of AFA is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. And then we have our core values listed. Among our six core values are marriage and family, religious liberty, and morality. Biblical morality. Those are three of our six core values, and we'll discuss those here on the show today. To remind you of a special project we're doing actually tomorrow. Sunday, June 13th is the day we've set aside here at AFA as a day of prayer and appreciation for law enforcement. A day of prayer and appreciation for law enforcement. Sunday, June 13th is the day we've decided to do that. So what we're encouraging you to do, number one, pray for law enforcement. Number two, show appreciation for law enforcement. And number three, publicly recognize your appreciation for law enforcement. One thing that those who hate our country, those who hate our God, the one thing they want to do amongst many is degrade law and order, is to remove the barriers that serve as a barrier between law and order and lawlessness. And so that's why we're making sure we make it clear that we fully support and we pray for and we support and appreciate law enforcement. So that's what we're doing Sunday, June 13th, tomorrow. Make sure you thank an officer for the hard work and the sacrifice that they do. I want to update you on a topic we've discussed in recent weeks going on in Loudoun County, Virginia. And look, this is what's going on here is just one example of what's going on across the country. Parents are fed up with paying tax dollars, hard-earned incomes, livings, hard-earned income is being paid to the government in the form of taxes to run our school districts. And in turn, these school districts are not necessarily always serving the best interest of the students and the families that make up the local school district. And that's what we're seeing in Loudoun County, and this can be echoed out across the country. There's this organization called Fight for Schools, and they've been leading the charge to unseat six school board members in Loudoun County, Virginia. And amongst the several clips we've played of parents speaking up against critical race theory, against the sexual deviancy agenda taking place in Loudoun County, Virginia school district, we informed you, our supporters here at AFA, we informed you of the, within the last 2 weeks, the Loudoun County coach, the football coach, that spoke up about not teaching transgender nonsense to students. This high school coach in Loudoun County went up before the school board, spoke up, and said, I will not teach this anti-God, anti-science agenda to my students because I firmly do not believe in it. Well, what happened? Well, he was suspended. The school board suspended a teacher, a taxpayer, a parent. Why? Because they didn't agree with his speech. They didn't agree with his belief system. So what do? Suspend him. I'm going to play a clip of Coach Tanner Cross, is his name. I'm going to play clip two. This is Coach Tanner Cross speaking up to his school board. Clip two, let's listen.
My name is Tanner Cross, and I'm speaking out of love for those who suffer with gender dysphoria. 60 Minutes this past Sunday interviewed over 30 young people who transitioned, but they felt led astray because lack of pushback or how easy it was to make physical changes to their bodies in just 3 months. They are now detransitioning. It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it will damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion, it's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God.
Have it. Well, there you have it. That is Loudoun County, Virginia teacher/coach. And he is, I mentioned he was a football coach. I'm not sure exactly which. I know for sure he's a gym coach. I'm not sure which sport he teaches or if he's just a gym coach/trainer there at the school in Loudoun County. But nonetheless, this teacher, this coach was suspended after what I just played. After what I just played, Tanner Cross, the teacher from Loudoun County, was suspended by the school board. That's where he was given this speech. That's where he made the statement I just played. The school board suspended him, which is a clear First Amendment violation. Tanner Cross is, number one, a taxpayer. Number two, he is a parent of a child that goes to this school district. And number three, he is a teacher at the school district. If anyone has credibility to speak to issues going on to the school board, then it's Tanner Cross. See, this is the dangerous path that the left-wing mob are taking us down. A path of silencing any and all opposition. Even taxpayers cannot speak to the school board. Why? Because they'll be canceled. And you know what this proves to me? Is that the truth is on our side. The truth is on our side. Why? Because the school district can't handle the truth. So what do? You start canceling people. I mean, canceling someone is the classic reaction. It's a typical standard reaction to those who are wrong. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the truth, so I'm going to cancel you. Well, it turns out, after American Family Association and thousands, if not millions of others, spoke up against what this school district did by canceling this teacher, by suspending this teacher, Tanner Cross lawyered up with Alliance Defending Freedom, and he fought back against the school district, appealed their decision, and won. As of this past week, a judge in Virginia has ordered the school district to reinstate Tanner Cross. To reinstate him, why? Because the school board blatantly violated his First Amendment rights by suspending him for him simply giving a speech to the school board that the school board didn't like. And so kudos to Tanner Cross and his attorneys for winning that fight. One more clip I want to play on this topic. This is Ian Pryor. He is the executive director for fightforschools.com, leading the fight against critical race theory and the sexual deviancy agenda and the anti-American agenda taking place in Loudoun County, Virginia. This is Ian Pryor about how many more signatures he needs to unseat, to recall the 6 school board members there in Loudoun County. Let's listen.
And as you continue this fight, Ian, what recourse do you have?
Well, you know, we started a recall of the 6 school board members that are really pushing this, that were involved in this list back in March. We launched it on May 8th. We collected 1,500 signatures on day one. Last week, we collected another 1,500 signatures. So as of Sunday, we were at 5,000. Now, we need about 17,000 total. I would expect by the end of this weekend, when we get to the count, we're going to see that we're probably close to 50% of the threshold for some of these school board members. So we're really making progress. Parents are taking time out of their day. They're at this all day, every day, getting signatures. They are fired up. And every time that Loudoun County Public Schools does something like put a teacher on administrative leave for exercising his First Amendment rights, our coalition grows larger.
Well, there you have it. They're a couple thousand votes away from recalling several school board members there in Loudoun County. This is the same group that started a political action committee to unseat the Loudoun County School Board. I mean, this is a beautiful thing. This is America in action. This is a free country responding to a threat. And as I've mentioned before, we are facing the enemy within. You know, we talk about China, we talk about other countries that are a threat to American values, a threat to the American system of government. But really, we face an enemy within. And more specifically, I'm talking about people, institutions, organizations, all run by people here in America that fundamentally disagree, fundamentally want to change the America as we know it. The America that was founded by our founding fathers with this thing called a Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the rule of law, First Amendment, speech protections, religious liberty protections. All these protections that allow America to be free and to prosper. And for anyone and everyone who wants to make a better life for themselves, has the opportunity to do that. The enemy within is those who disagree with the system that we have set up here in America. They want to, in the words of Barack Hussein Obama, they want to fundamentally change America. They hate America. The Democrats hate America. Their corporate allies, they hate America. The media arm of the Democrat Party apparatus, they hate America. They must be stopped. The enemy from within must be stopped. Walker Wildman, AFA at the core. We'll be back in a few minutes.
And my father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes, too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
One of the common areas in our office has some beautiful flowers in a vase every day. They change color and types throughout the year. But one day last winter, I finally slowed down long enough to smell those beauties. There was no smell, and it turned out...
Those are fake.
You know, flowers can look so real, but have no life. Just like so many folks who look like they really belong to Jesus Christ, but there's no life there. Jesus described people who would come before him on Judgment Day with lots of Christian credentials, but no real faith. He says that he will tell them that he never knew them. That's why the Bible says to examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. The time to realize that you don't really know him is now. You can avoid being turned away by acknowledging what Jesus did on the cross for you. Being real and honest about your sin and wanting Jesus to take over your life as your Savior in your heart. We'd love to help you get started. Call us at 888-NEED-HIM or chat with us at chataboutjesus.com.
Amazon censorship has reached AFA. Amazon Prime refuses to offer our new documentary, In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. Instead, the streaming service offers every kind of degrading material imaginable, but they won't carry our fair-minded film whose touchstones are truth and compassion for hurting people. Please continue to request and share AFA resources, and thank you for standing with us for a return to Christian values. Learn more at afa.net.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training. Here's another of our core values. We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values. And we thank you for your support.
Transforming American culture and giving aid to the church. This is AFA at the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to AFA at the Core. I'm your host, Walker Wildman. You know, in the previous segment, we were talking about Loudoun County, Virginia, and all the parents fighting back against critical race theory and the sexual deviancy agenda in their local school district, and about how they don't want their kids taught things that these families firmly don't believe in. And so we spoke about that issue, and that transitions us to our next topic, and that is human sexuality. And I want to welcome to the studio with us Kendra White, a producer with American Family Studios. Kendra, welcome in.
Hey, Walker, great to be here with you today. And there's certainly a lot in the news about this topic this month, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And it seems to never go away, which is why we produced what we call In His Image, the documentary or movie that we put together. And, you know, AFS, I want to tell a little bit about AFS. American Family Studios is the basically video production arm of American Family Association. And AFS, including Kendra and her entire team, Austin Brooks there as the director, they produce video content that helps further the mission and vision of AFA. So whether it be In His Image, The God Who Speaks, all the different video resources we put together here, that's what American Family Studios, that's what they do day in and day out over at AFS. Kendra, tell our audience a little bit about what led us to produce In His Image and what our goal is within His Image.
Yeah, well, a lot of it was, for those who are listening right now, callers just like you, people who listen to AFR who have been calling AFA for years saying, our family is struggling with this issue right now. We're devastated. We don't know where to go to, what resources are there. The issue is particularly hitting people within the church right now. It is not just for those outside of the faith. And I think it's a very isolating issue, and a lot of people feel like, I don't know who to tell in my church. My family's struggling with this. It's a very, I think the enemy likes to make you feel isolated so that you can't talk to anyone. And so having a ministry to develop a resource has been huge. And that's one of the reasons we've been encouraging people to share our content, because there might be somebody in your life that you have no idea is struggling with this in your youth group, in your Sunday school. It could be them or a grandchild. But we have received literally thousands of emails since In His Image came out of individuals who have thanked us and asked for prayer. So lots of people are dealing with this.
Yeah, and to be clear, we're talking, I mentioned it a little bit coming in, but we're talking about the issue of human sexuality, and that's the whole basis of the movie that we put together here.
Yeah, we tackle same-sex attraction as well as transgenderism, gender dysphoria, so the whole gamut of identity issues.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is, it is, it's a very personal issue. It's what others would call a private issue. It deals with some of the most intimate aspects of life, honestly,
right.
Human sexuality. And it is tough to address. But it needed to be addressed. Mm. And to your point, the thousands of emails we've gotten, some of them testimonies, some of them encouraging, uplifting, others probably people who are still struggling with their identity. But Kendra, there's this narrative out there pushed by people who disagree with us, who really fundamentally disagree with Scripture, that you are who you are. And when I say that, I'm talking about your behavior is your behavior. Your tendencies are your tendencies. Your habits are your habits, so on and so forth. And there is no changing it, which it kind of is contradictory amongst the left-wing movement, because the issue of homosexuality, remember, it was there's no changing your...
Born this way,
born
as
this
the song
way.
Goes.
Yeah, that's the saying,
right.
I'm born this way, is often said. But then when you come to transgenderism, it's all about changing. So
right.
So that in and of itself is contradictory, and those are all within the same movement. But talk a little bit about the reality that we face here as Christians, that Scripture teaches redemption.
Right.
It teaches transformation, which means that though you do struggle with sin, you can be changed.
Right. Well, it's a very powerful lie, the idea that you're born this way and you can never change. And I think rooted in that is that a lot of people that struggle with these issues have trouble identifying a time in their life when it really started, because oftentimes it can be traced back to a childhood trauma. And some listening to me might think, well, I never had a trauma. It might not be something that's a physical abuse to you, but it can be some sort of a sexual distortion, being introduced to pornography at a really young age. For some people, it's a family dynamic that something got twisted in the psychology of this individual. There are ministries that we partnered with, like First Stone Ministries, and they are excellent at helping people that struggle with these things to be able to go back and trace it and go, oh, you know, right around the time that trauma happened is actually when I started struggling with these things. But the narrative of media right now is, oh, no, I've always felt this way.
Right.
And maybe it wasn't always. Maybe it just happened early on at 3 or 4 years old. And it feels like because I have always felt this way, there is no hope of change for me. And I spoke recently with someone who is has unwanted same-sex attraction. And they were sharing with me that they watched the film In His Image. And up until watching that, they said they would pray and they would say, God, if you don't want me to be gay, take these feelings away. Just, you know, almost as if God was a magic genie and would just wipe, you know, have a wand over them and take the feelings away if you don't want me to do this. But I guess God's okay with this, you know, since I have this feeling.
Sure.
And they said by watching the film In His Image and hearing some of the testimonies of other people who had these unwanted desires and feelings, that they realized that God didn't have to actually change their feelings and their attractions in order for them to live godly lives and honor God with their sexuality. And that it wasn't so much about feeling as it was choice. And if we really dig deep into that, that's the heart of the gospel for all of us.
Yes.
If we all just did what we felt like, you know, none of us would be able to receive the redemptive nature of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and we have to talk about this. Here we're doing the show, we had the In His Image, but even the church more broadly has to address this. And I'm not talking about just addressing it in small groups or maybe Sunday school. This has to be addressed from the pulpit.
Right.
Just like every other issue in Scripture does. We can't gloss over or skip this one because it's maybe uncomfortable to talk about, or maybe because so many people struggle with it, you know, you're going to be offending people. But Paul in Romans 12 talks about renewing our minds.
Right.
And that gets into this point, this truth, that we can be transformed. And we're all sinful from birth. We all have sinful tendencies, and we have to constantly renew our minds with Scripture in order to literally change the way we think. And that is a responsibility as Christians that we have to embrace, is that through Scripture we're constantly called to renew our minds.
Yes, that is not a small factor at all, Walker.
No, it's huge.
There are three or four people in my life right now that my husband and I have been talking with and counseling that are struggling with different sexual sins. And we just noted the other day that the degree of freedom that they have found over their issue is in direct proportion to how consistently we see them in the Word of God. The
yeah.
ones that are not in the Word of God daily are really deeply struggling. And the ones that are turning to the Word of God and flooding their minds with this are finding freedom
yes.
over these issues. And that was something in the film, all the testimonies. Laura Perry, she said that for 8 hours a day during her transition, she was listening to Scripture while
wow.
at work. For 8 hours a day.
That's amazing.
And
there's power in that.
Yes, and she has an amazing, powerful story of transformation, lived for 8 years as a man and then detransitioned and went back to being a woman in the body that God created her to be.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen without the Word of God refreshing and renewing your mind.
Yeah, this is, I get emotional talking about this. This is hearing testimonies of people like you and I who were struggling with this issue, who were being saved by the grace of God,
yeah.
having their lives completely turned around. I mean, it's so refreshing. It is a tough issue.
Right.
Yes, it is a struggle. But when people get to the other side and they've been completely relieved of this burden, this sin burden, It's just amazing.
And their stories are not being told. They are being censored in a huge way on all social media platforms.
Yeah, talk about a couple ways that just this film has been censored.
Goodness. Well, of course, we've struggled with several different platforms. Getting it on Amazon, they will not accept our content to place it there. We've had a few battles I won't go into because we're still in the midst of fighting them. But censorship is certainly very strong on this issue. A lot of the contributors in our documentary, their content, Ryan Anderson, Walt Heyer, has been censored. And these are not people that are saying radical things. They're telling their story, their
yeah.
personal
testimony. Right.
So one of the things that I think is so interesting about In His Image is it's a lot of personal testimony of what Christ did. And in a society that puts so much emphasis on personal experience, it's a great comeback of, well, this is their personal
sure.
experience.
This is their story.
And it's our goal right now with June being Pride Month. There are so many little stories being passed around on Facebook, Twitter, all of it. It makes it seem like for those who are transitioning that this is just, man, they're in their true selves. They're finally
yeah.
happy.
It's always painted
story.
In a positive light.
Yeah, and they don't talk to these people 5 to 10 years later when
yeah.
the actual regret starts to set in, and then the true depression and anxiety and mental disorders really kick into gear because the issue was never dealt
sure.
with.
Yeah, even 60 Minutes recently
did a
report on how many people regret transitioning, and then they had the struggle of detransitioning.
And then did you see their follow-up story that they did on that? Because they got so much pushback from the LGBT
people.
No, I didn't see that. So, the LGBTQ community said, you're making it seem like trans people are all sad and all. And 60 Minutes came back and said, hey, we were just trying to tell these people's perspectives. We're not trying to say anything against you. And, we'll try to do better telling both sides.
Yeah, so that's why, I mean, this whole secular media narrative, and it comes out of Hollywood, it comes out of our political system, is all bent towards this falsehood that people cannot change, that people cannot change.
And those who are trying to change them are abusive.
Yes. Yeah, and it really paints this, it really is almost like a slavery type way of thinking. I mean, it's like you're stuck in this struggle and you're always going to be in that struggle. I mean, it's this constant victimhood, oppression type mentality, and they carry that way of thinking on to other issues. But this is excellent, Kendra, and I just want to congratulate you, Austin, MD Perkins, the entire team over at AFS for the work on this.
Thank you. Well, any listeners listening, we would love for you to share these stories. They're free on YouTube now.
Okay, YouTube.
Yeah, you can always find our content on inhisimage.movie. But we recently put this on YouTube with the specific purpose of having it be incredibly shareable for Pride Month for June. So we're asking, you know, even if you don't struggle or anyone in your family, if you would just share that on social media, we would love to see these powerful stories of transformation go viral this month.
Awesome. Folks, if you're listening, go for what Kendra's talking about, go to YouTube, and in the search bar, just type in His Image. In His Image, three separate words, and then right when you click enter, about the first one is the actual trailer, and then the second link that you'll see is the channel, the In His Image movie channel, where you can subscribe, watch the entire movie.
The full movie's there.
Yeah, that's actually the first thing you see is the full movie, and then you can watch all the other bonus content. Thank you, Kendra, for coming on.
Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Well, there you have it. InHisImage.movie is the link to the movie. And then, of course, you can go to YouTube, In His Image Movie YouTube channel, and watch that. And, folks, this is critical because you're not hearing stories of redemption, stories of transformation, stories about how God intervenes in people's lives and completely turns their life around 180 degrees. You're not hearing that out there in the mainstream, the so-called mainstream of America. But transformation is possible, and not just with this issue, folks. That's what we're here to let you know about, is that through Christ, transformation is possible. With all sin issues, God can completely turn your life around if you surrender your life to Him. So don't forget to go to inhisimage.movie, go to YouTube, and check that out. Shifting gears here to a few other topics. The GOP, the Republican Party, they put out a tweet. The actual chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, put out a tweet on this issue, and I want to talk about it. And when I say this issue, I'm talking about the issue of homosexuality and transgenderism and gender identity, because the Republican Party platform is very solid. It's very good when it comes to issues of scripture, issues of sin, issues of human sexuality. It speaks clear to this issue, the Republican Party platform does. It speaks clear to the issue of religious liberty. But the GOP chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, put out a tweet just a couple weeks ago at the beginning of June. And here's what she said, and then I'm going to comment on it before we wrap up this segment. Ronna McDaniel put out this tweet and said this: Happy Pride Month. The GOP is proud to have doubled our LGBTQ support over the last 4 years, and we will continue to grow our big tent by supporting measures that promote fairness and balanced protections for LGBTQ Americans and those with deeply held religious beliefs. And I'll link to this on my podcast page at AFR.net. This is wrong. The Republican Party exists in large part because of evangelical Christians who support the party because the party platform is right on the issues that we care about, the issues that Scripture addresses. The Republican Party platform, as it is written, is very good. What Ronna McDaniel did as the GOP chairwoman is she is completely disregarding and ignoring her own party platform. We cannot have it both ways, folks. You cannot have it both ways. Either we will affirm God's design for human sexuality, or we will turn our backs against God's design, and the path that that will lead you down is never ending. It is never ending. AFA at the Core, I'm your host, Walker Wildman. We'll be back in a few minutes with more news and information.
Pastor Erwin Lutzer, from the American Family Studios documentary, The God Who Speaks.
When Paul said to Timothy, preach the word, what Paul was saying is everything that you teach in the church has to be rooted in Scripture. Now, I believe very strongly that it has to be rooted in Scripture. It has to be applied to each generation, so the applications may change. But the basic doctrines, the teachings, have to be the foundation of everything that we preach. So it's not a matter of human ideas. It is actually a matter of being committed to the integrity of Scripture, studying it in context, so that we can say with authority that what we are teaching is based on God's word, not our ideas, nor our word.
Visit thegodwhospeaks.org.
Every day they get up, put on their uniforms, and walk out their doors in order to keep our families safe. They never know what they'll face, but they face it anyway with bravery and determination. There's been so much hatred toward law enforcement lately that we can't emphasize enough just how important it is for us to lift up our local peace officers, to let them know how much we appreciate them for all they do for our communities. That's why Sunday, June 13th has been set aside as a day of prayer for law enforcement. Please help spread the word to your family, your friends, and especially your pastor. You can get more information and suggestions for ways to encourage them at afa.net. The brave men and women who serve and protect our families deserve our respect and our appreciation. The American Family Association supports law enforcement, and we hope you'll join us in showing your support on Sunday, June 13th. Visit afa.net.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Here are some of our core values. AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. AFA aims to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
The AFA Cultural Institute, a video library of resources dealing with the discussions of our day.
Marriage and family, finances, how we know that the text of the Bible is actually what was originally written. The AFA Cultural Institute takes all of these topics and puts them in the hands of people to be able to equip them.
Start your library of the AFA Cultural Institute, now available for purchase as downloads or DVDs at afastore.net.
AFA at the Core podcasts are available at afr.net. Back to AFA at the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the last segment of AFA at the Core. Let me mention one thing before we jump back into the topic I was discussing before the break. Our website, afr.net, is a great way to stay up to date with AFA at the Core. If you go to our website, afr.net, and you click on the podcast link, right there you can see the latest podcast, and more specifically, if you click on AFA at the Core, you can listen to the latest podcast here on American Family Radio, more specifically AFA at the Core. So go there, click on the podcast link, and go to the AFA at the Core show page. As also, I want you to download the AFR app. It's a great way for you to listen on your Apple or Android device. Just go to the App Store and type in AFR. You can download the American Family Radio app. But I encourage you to stay up to speed on AFA at the Core by going and catching our podcast there on the internet at afr.net, also on the App Store by downloading the AFR app, because not only do I post, obviously, the show there, but I'll also post links that we talk about and resources that we talk about. And one of the resources that we had Kendra White on a few minutes ago to talk about was In His Image. We talked extensively about that. But you can purchase In His Image. You can watch In His Image online, obviously, but you can also purchase In His Image on our resource center. And I will post a link to that on my podcast page, a link to the resource In His Image movie where you can order a DVD. You can actually order a 5-pack. We have church kits available. We have a lot of different ways to get In His Image. And so we'll be sure to post that on my podcast page, AFA at the Core podcast page at AFR.net. To wrap up the topic I was talking about before the break, you know, Ronna McDaniel put out this tweet. She's head of the RNC, put out this tweet supporting Pride Month, which is absolutely reprehensible. And as I was saying, there is no splitting this issue. There is no riding the fence on this issue of human sexuality. Those in the Republican Party need to fully embrace not only God's design for human sexuality, but they need to embrace the fact that religious freedom supersedes all of these issues. More specifically, it supersedes this issue of LGBTQ so-called rights. You know, our founding documents were set up, they were written with the explicit intent of the documents applying equally to everyone. So when you talk about LGBTQ rights, those individuals have the same rights as you and me. They have the same First Amendment protections. The Constitution applies equally to them as it does you and I. And so all Americans have the same constitutional rights. And the Republican Party needs to embrace and uphold its party platform, which is clear on the issue of religious freedom. And I would encourage you, I would encourage everyone listening to give, if you're going to support candidates, whether it be at the local level or at the state level, or even at the federal level, if you're going to financially support candidates for public office, I would encourage you to give your money directly to the candidate's campaign. I would not recommend giving money to the Republican National Committee. Because what we've seen in the past is the National Republican Party uses the money that it receives from campaign contributions. It uses that money to support candidates that do not believe in the Republican Party platform and to fight against candidates that do. Conservative candidates across the country in primaries are being fought by their own party, the Republican National Party. They are being fought by the National GOP Party, by the Republican National Committee. And so be careful where you send your money to. If you're going to support candidates for public office, no matter which party they're in, I would urge you to give money to your local candidate, directly to the candidate, not to the national party. And I don't care which party we're talking about here. The principle applies across the board. Speaking of the Republican Party, you know, there's this Congressional Black Caucus that's existed for years in Congress. And it's for a long time, it's existed with mostly Democrats, if not all Democrats, as part of this Republican as part of this Congressional Black Caucus. Well, a Republican who just happens to have darker skin than I, a black Republican, decided that he would try to join the Congressional Black Caucus. And what do you know? The Congressional Black Caucus would not allow this congressman to join. The congressman I'm talking about is Representative Byron Donalds out of Florida. This is telling, folks. It's telling. It proves that this is not about having a Congressional Black Caucus. It's about having a Democrat caucus. Why? Because the fully Democrat Congressional Black Caucus told the Republican he wasn't welcomed. Essentially told the Republican that he wasn't welcomed. I want to play clip 5. This is Jason Rowley. He's a columnist with the Wall Street Journal. Here's his take on Byron Donalds being rejected from the Congressional Black Caucus. Clip 5. Let's listen.
Sure. And I think it shows, first and foremost, that all this talk on the left about diversity is really just that talk. They're not interested in intellectual diversity and political diversity, and they should be, because the congressman, you know, represents a significant and growing constituency among blacks. His governor, Republican Ron DeSantis, won election in 2018 with the help of a significant number of black women, according to exit polls. And Donald Trump increased his support among black men by 6 points in 2020. And why wouldn't he have? Black unemployment was at historic lows prior to the pandemic, so was black poverty. Black wages in certain income groups were rising faster than white wages. So the Congressional Black Caucus does not represent the views of all blacks, and they should be inviting people into their ranks who do represent the variety of views among blacks.
Well, there you have it. That's a good point. Democrats claim to be the party of diversity, but they're the party of discrimination. And by the way, has anyone ever thought that maybe it's time to do away with these groups that are built based solely on skin color? I mean, that's essentially what the Congressional Black Caucus is. By its name, only people with darker skin are allowed to join this group. And by the way, you have to be a Democrat too. But have any of you ever thought that maybe if America wants to move past this whole identity politics, everything's based off of what skin color you are, everything's based off of what your sexual identity is, what your national origin is, we're all divided in these little groups. You know, the media talks about white evangelicals, the LGBTQ community, the Congressional Black Caucus. Why can't we just all be Americans created in the image of God? You know, that would really simplify half of what we do as Americans. No more checking a box when you enroll at a university that you're white or you're black or you're Caucasian or you're Hispanic or you're Asian Pacific Islander. None of that. Just give them your age and your name and all other necessary information. Because if you think about it, our country will never really move past this identity, idolization, if that's a word, this idolizing your skin color we'll never move past that until we stop having to constantly refer to each other by your skin color. I mean, can you imagine having a congressional white caucus in America where only white people are allowed to be in the caucus? That would be roundly rebuked by me and everyone else in America. So maybe, just maybe, might I suggest that it's time in our country, since we have civil rights for all Americans, that we have constitutional protections for all Americans, just maybe, maybe, it's time we stop placing each other in groups based solely on skin color. Because Scripture is clear that all humans are created in the image of God. There is but one race, the human race. That's not only in Scripture, but Alveda King is the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., is well known for saying that. There is but one race, the human race. And so that's just an idea. Next time you have to put yourself in a category or check a little box to let people know where your heritage originated from or what skin color you are, maybe it's not a bad idea just to ask, just to inquire. And so why is this information needed? Why does it matter how dark my skin is or how light my skin is when it comes to filling out an application? Just food for thought. Moving on to a couple other issues I want to talk about before we wrap up the show. There was this, the CNN had, and many others, the media just had a complete fit. Remember last year when President Trump, the former president, kept mentioning this drug called hydroxychloroquine? And this drug was being brought up as a possible treatment for COVID, for the coronavirus. This is before the vaccine and before we really knew a lot about the pandemic. And there were study after study that were being released that showed that hydroxychloroquine was an effective treatment option, was a viable treatment option for the coronavirus. And the media went ballistic. They said, this is not true. This drug is deadly. This drug will never work. Nobody ever, ever should take hydroxychloroquine. It could kill them. That was the fake narrative that we heard. And as an example, let's listen to clip three. This is CNN on hydroxychloroquine and Trump. Let's listen.
A game changer. That is how President Trump describes the anti-malarial drug chloroquine. It's now one of 69 drugs being investigated as potential treatment against coronavirus. The problem, it has not yet been approved. And in Arizona, one man has died after an apparent attempt to self-medicate with that drug.
Well, there you have it. CNN going ballistic last year just because President Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine. Well, what does the recent study show? Hydroxychloroquine reduced fatalities in certain patients by up to 200%. All the quote experts threw hydroxychloroquine under the bus, all for politics. AFA at the Core, I'm your host Walker Wildman. We'll be back next week with more on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.